Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, for as much time as we've spent focusing on the pass rush opposite Aiden, or what's it going to be like with two new coordinators, what about this gauntlet of a schedule? The biggest concern is now Frank Ragnow's retirement. By the way, throw in the fact that you lost Zeitler. That's two vets, productive interior offensive linemen that you're replacing with question marks. And the goal isn't to beat the Seahawks. I know they scored 42 without Ragnow in that game. The goal is to win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And that goal just got a lot more daunting. This is my biggest concern for this team because it's, I view the offensive line like this whole thing's a game of Jenga. And if you pull the wrong piece, the offense collapses. Yeah. All of a sudden, Goff is not Goff. There's no run game. There's no play action. There's no protection. He looks like a sitting duck in the pocket. He looks like the guy we saw in the playoff game. It can turn quickly when you don't have a mobile quarterback.
I mentioned the advantage I think the Lions have going into training camp. Obviously a disadvantage not having Frank, but they're playing in the Hall of Fame game. Mm. They get an extra preseason game, and it doesn't mean we're going to see more Jared Goff. I still don't think we see him in the preseason. I don't even know that we see Graham Glasgow in the preseason. But what you get is an extra week of practice. You've got the crossover scrimmages with the Miami Dolphins. You have an extra preseason game, and we will see Mahogany and Ratledge in there because you've got to get game reps. You've got to get, you know, that action. Now, it's not going to be as fast as things happen in the NFL. You're not going to see exotic blitzes and defenses.
Right.
But it's about the reps and gaining confidence. They're going to have that extra week of practice, now having a new center, whoever that is, and you're going to have an extra preseason game to get, and if even if it's just the opening drive or two drives in that, you know, Hall of Fame game.
But Goff's not going to take snaps in the Hall of Fame game.
I don't care about Goff being in there.
But it's all about the relationship between center and quarterback.
Plenty of opportunity at practice.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
And all of that, the center-quarterback exchange. The biggest thing for Ratledge and Mahogany is going to be getting game speed reps. Okay. And it's, yeah, he's not going to be snapping the ball to Jared Goff in a preseason game. But he will against the Miami Dolphins in those practices. That's going to be extremely valuable. But it is more opportunity with helmet and shoulder pads on for Mahogany and for Ratledge to get those very valuable reps.
Need to get them up to speed. Texters, multiple, John, want you specifically to react to the timing. Texter says, can you speak to timing, John? Why did he wait this long to announce his retirement? And another one says, can we talk about why he decided to retire after the draft? Quote, I find that so sneaky.
It's not sneaky. We see guys the day before training camp retire because they just can't imagine going through at that point. They're thinking their mind is going to get right, their body's going to get right, and they're going to be energized and ready to go. And then all of a sudden, they're packing to go to training camp, and they're dreading it instead of that excitement that I talk about of getting together with your buddies, playing a game of football, and going out there to be a badass. Like, all of those things are exciting until it's not.
Do you think the Lions knew?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I highlighted that one statement
Did they know in March and April when they would have been making decisions about their roster?
Yeah, which I think highlights the fact that they took Ratledge when they did.
And we thought he was replacing Zeitler, though.
Right. I think that was, one, replacing Zeitler, but it was also if Frank decides to retire.
I think it was an if. I didn't think they planned on him retiring. They had to be ready if he retired.
That is 100% correct.
And they took two interior offensive linemen in the draft. I think that's them kind of hedging their bets, hoping he would play, but knowing we can't get left with nobody. They traded up to make sure they got Ratledge. I think that speaks to a level of urgency from the organization. Can you address a couple of these, John? Texter says, did he file his paperwork? Could he come back mid-season?
So that's a big myth. Like, first of all, there's no paperwork to file. And if he wanted to come back, if the Lions wanted him to come back and he just needed more time, then yes, he could come back at any time. I just don't think Frank is a guy that is going to go through this amount of scrutiny, knowing that his announcement at this time of year would be, I mean, the entire statement, I guarantee you, was put together by him, and they put this thing together over weeks, trying to make sure that they addressed everything. I don't see Frank coming out of retirement. Can he? Yes, because there's no paperwork to file, but I think it's unlikely that he does.
There was one text. I want to find it. The guy says, could he take a year off and come back? Smart move by Frank. Takes a year off, heals his foot, comes back next season.
Again, that is a possibility.
But
I don't think it's likely.
Don't most of these guys shed a bunch of weight when they stop playing?
A lot of guys do. As soon as they're done playing, and Frank seems to be one of those guys that is probably going to spend a lot of time in the boat, a lot of time in the woods, and not a lot of time concentrating on, I need to eat this amount of calories. I need to work out. I need to be lifting. It's just the longer you're out, the more your body is not getting calloused for an NFL season.
TJ Lang downplayed making calls as the center. He said it could be offset by your vets, Sewell and Decker, IDing blitzes. John, can you speak to that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so when I talk about the view being different going from tackle to guard or center, that's the issue that I had, because at the tackle position, a lot of times, and we see this from Penei, he's so good at his pad level. He could come out of a two-point stance, even in a run situation, and still get underneath that defensive end or tackle. But when you are in that two-point stance, you see everything. You could see, I could even see things that are going on the left side of the field because I played right tackle. You see the safeties movement. You see the linebackers. You see everything. And I would be communicating with my center, who was Casey Rabach and Corey Raymer. I would be telling them things that I knew that they couldn't see, even though they were veteran guys, about where guys were that would give us an indication of what blitz or what stunt was coming. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of calls made from that tackle position. Whether Graham plays center or guard, he is going to be right there to be able to make a lot of those calls as well and help out if Ratledge is the center.
Well, how much of this too is Goff? Hey, you're a
no
vet.
One sees the field better than the quarterback.
And he can always step in and go, actually, we're sliding the protection left here.
Which he would do with Frank
right. Anyway.
Okay, Frank makes a call. Jared Goff sees something different. And you always go with the guy that's got the ball in his hands.
My only question is, it's another set of eyes that you're losing to help make those confirmation checks. And what if you're not on the same page? What if you see it differently? I know you default to the quarterback, but if the center is not on the same page, do you risk missing a stunt or a twist? And now you're getting your quarterback killed.
Yes, you risk that. But that's where Ratledge is going to have to put his ego aside. And hey, if Graham Glasgow says this, all right, this is what we're going with. If I'm overruled by the quarterback, and that's where communication will be so important, is making sure, and we've talked about all these away games and in these stadiums and these teams that they're playing, whether it's Kansas City, whether it's Baltimore, Cincinnati, he's going to have to make sure that he gets closer to the line of scrimmage to make sure that if it's Ratledge at center, that they're on the same page.
A few more rapid fire ticket texts. 248-539-9797. Frank Ragnow retires. How big a deal is this? Texter says, waiting for the calls of people jumping off the bridge. Afternoon show sounded like the Lions shouldn't even bother playing. That's Jody in Orange Park. Another texter says, Jason Kelce retired and the Eagles won a Super Bowl the very next season. Our dreams are still very attainable. Fly, Lions, fly, signed Rocky. Okay, I've seen this floating around, this idea that Kelce retired and Eagles won the Super Bowl. John, who did they replace Kelce with?
Oh, I'm trying to think of the kid's
Cam
name.
Jurgens.
Cam Jurgens.
Who is a phenomenal center who they had waiting in the wings and developing for several seasons, right?
Correct, yes.
And he is now one of the highest paid centers in football. Cam Jurgens is a much more sure thing than what the Lions are rolling out this season.
Cam was an offensive lineman from Nebraska. Mm-hmm. He went to Nebraska as a tight end, moved to offensive line, ended up playing center, and so he had that in his background. And again, the move from guard to center is, it's not rocket science, and it's not as big as it is going from tackle to guard or tackle to center. But he did have those reps in his back pocket. He was, what, fourth-year guy when he took over for Jason Kelce. So he was into the system and understanding everything that's going on. Here's the other thing. The Eagles offensive line coach, and his name escapes me right now, I think is, along with Hank Fraley, one of the best offensive line coaches. That's why I say having Hank still a part of this staff is a huge advantage for this offensive line.
The amount of Honolulu Blue copium from the fan base is shocking. This is a massive loss. The offense won't be the same at all. Look, it's going to be a big part of the show today. Get back into it at 7:35. We've got Heather's News and the two grand slam next. It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every single Tuesday during the Major League Baseball season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means you, when you bet on a moonshot, you could take your winnings to an entirely new level. So whether it's a big blast or somebody goes opposite field, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. And we all know, hey, Carp's in a great rhythm right now. Maybe it's Torque today or Riley Green. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get to Heather in the news before the two grand slam.
Well, three teen girls were arrested on Friday when a brawl broke out after the Birmingham Village Fair, right? So there's video of this fight. It went viral, making rounds on social media. One of the girls actually had to be transported to the hospital. Three teens from West Bloomfield, Southfield, and Sterling Heights were arrested. And this fight wasn't the only violent altercation that took place at the fair. Two other teens were arrested on Friday as well, another on Sunday. And now families, residents, event organizers are concerned about the safety. And they don't want to see this event go away like the Berkeley Days event that was canceled because of fighting. Other events have had to change their hours because of that. And so did this. The organizer said that in prior years on Friday and Saturday nights, they would stay open until 11. But this year they changed everything and it closed at 9 because of these violent acts that are taking place in the evenings after things close. The organizer did say, hey, this event's not going away. We're not getting rid of this. This is something that we've been doing. It is annual. It's a huge fair. It's not going anywhere, but you know, the residents don't like it. The people going, you don't even need to be residents. Anyone going to the fair, you want to make sure that you're safe and everyone's having a good time. So I understand why people are concerned.
Is an answer just staff up more security?
Well, and they did that. They said that the Birmingham police had a large presence at the event. And they said they were able to get to these altercations quickly, but they were still, they're still taking place. Yeah. A girl had to go to the hospital. Like it's still happening even with a larger police presence. So they just want everyone to know next year, no violence, not allowed. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix July 25th, and you're going to see a whole lot of familiar faces. Christopher McDonald, Shooter McGavin, he'll be back. Julie Bowen, Ben Stiller, all returning. And then you're going to see some new faces as well, including Eminem.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, Bad Bunny, and Eminem is apparently in the trailer.
He is.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
What's his role, John?
Well, this says that like you might not spot him in the trailer.
Right.
He's wearing
he's got
like
a beard.
He's got a beard, a sun hat, but he's kind of like yelling in Gilmore's face, Happy's face. So I don't know. It's kind of funny, but it's.
I'm interested.
Me too. Yeah. I actually just started watching Happy Gilmore the other night. I'm like, I just need a movie. I didn't even realize, didn't remember that there's going to be a sequel.
A two. Yeah.
So I started watching it the other night. Eagles superstar running back Saquon Barkley has landed the cover of Madden 26. The cover features his legendary, you know, backwards hurdle. And he's actually the first Eagles player on the cover since Donovan McNabb in 2006. So quite a while.
Yeah.
He called landing the cover a dream come true. He was also named to the Madden 99 club.
Yeah, good for him.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
He deserves it.
So apparently Livy Dunn is being stalked. She's being harassed by men at airports all across the country. And in a recent TikTok video, she says it needs to stop.
Welcome to superstardom. I mean, we had that last week when we were talking about her boyfriend.
Skeens
possibly coming here. And the text messages we got were they want her here more than they want Paul Skeens here.
But I have to imagine there's a proper way to ask somebody for an autograph. And then there's this way, right? Like kind of like bombarding her as a group of 10 men being like, sign these magazines and yelling at her. That's not a... That is scary.
Well, and professionally, I think you talked about this too. Like, I'll sign for a kid, but if it's just people who are swarming you being disrespectful, right. That's not okay.
So there's a way that you could be like, Livy, hey, do you mind? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, being a little bit more respectful, like a little more caring. And if she says no, then okay.
Respect
her, and you don't huddle around her and follow her.
If you saw someone famous at an airport, what would you do?
I'd be like, oh my God, there's so-and-so, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't think I would even come up and bother them.
No, I would never go bother them, but I would be like, oh, whoa, that's...
Your friend, hey, guess who's at the airport?
Yeah, I mean, if I was like sitting right next to somebody, I'd probably be like...
Oh, hey.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Yeah, maybe I'd say something, but I would never even ask for a photo unless they were taking pictures right then and there. Yeah. Like, it's just not what I would do at all. Hey, this is your chance to call in to play the two grand slam. Do it now, 248-539-9797. I'm going to wrap it up with this story. There's a man who is suing Disney World after suffering a catastrophic injury after a trip down a water slide at Disney's Blizzard Beach Water Park back in 2021. So at the time, this guy weighed 334 pounds and was technically 34 pounds over the slide's weight limit.
Okay. Uh-huh.
He may not have known that. He may not have been told you weigh too much, but his weight was out of the limits. Anyway, the guy says that he was momentarily airborne on the slide before eventually landing, quote, with force onto the hard plastic surface of the slide after losing control of the inner tube that he was riding on. And the lawsuit just basically blames the water slide's design and exhilarating speeds, he says. And he says it's Disney's fault. They're negligent for failing to establish a safe premises.
So what? The solution is to put a scale at the top of the slide and make people step on it?
Or how much do you weigh, sir?
Or change. I think it's more of the slide's design.
Well, it sounds like it was designed fine if you were within,
under 300 pounds.
Yeah. Anyway, he's seeking $50,000.
It's all going to come down to signage. If it was posted in multiple places and he saw it and just thought, it's just fine. A suggestion.
I feel like Disney's bombarded with lawsuits all the time.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean,
they must go through so many lawsuits because there's that other woman who's suing for like $2 million.
Right.
She says because of a monstrous wave at the kids'
at
kiddie
the Typhoon
pool.
Lagoon.
Yes.
There's a typhoon at the Typhoon Lagoon.
Yes, I've been there, and it is a monster wave. There's a siren that lets you know it's coming.
I think that's pretty well advertised. Anyway, it's time to give away some money.
Let's do it. Well, we've had some great players recently, but we haven't given away that $2,000.
So close last week.
Really close. So maybe today is the day. It could be.
Yeah.
Jordan, Beverly Hills, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. You ready to win some money?
Yes. Let's do it.
Have you played before, Jordan?
Yeah, I played a few years ago.
Awesome. So you know the rules. If you don't know one, pass, and we'll get back to it if there's enough time. You're going to get $25 for each question you answer correctly, and if you get them all right, you're going to go home with $2,000. You ready to play?
All right. Yep, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Where did Jared Goff play in college?
Cal.
Caleb Williams played his first college game at this university.
Oklahoma.
This state is known as the land of 10,000 lakes.
Minnesota.
Who has home ice advantage in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Florida.
Who played Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs?
Pass.
Who is the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Pass.
Who won the Memorial Tournament on the PGA Tour on Sunday?
Scheffler.
This artist had the 2024 hit A Bar Song, also known as Tipsy.
Shaboozy.
Who is the head coach of the Florida Panthers?
Pass.
Who is the new athletic director at Michigan State?
Pass.
Who played Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs?
Pass.
Who is the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I got you with five.
Same.
That's a tough one.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Nice job, though, Jordan. Yeah.
The hockey ones are tough.
Yeah, the coaches, that's tough.
Yeah, yeah. Home ice, that's tough.
Yeah, I mean, flip of a coin on it. We got you $125. Mm-hmm. We'll put you on hold. We'll get you paid, all right?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Jordan.
Tuesday's Two Grand Slam is brought to you by Feminio Law. We thank them for that sponsorship. And let's go through the right and wrong and the passes that he had.
Jared Goff played where?
Cal. He got that one right.
Yeah, he's 2 for 2 because Caleb Williams played at Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. First game.
state is known as the land of 10,000 lakes.
Minnesota.
He's 3 for 3. Hot start. Who has home ice advantage in the Stanley Cup? Flip a coin.
Yep. We did this before. I guessed Florida. He guessed Florida. That's wrong.
It's the Oilers. Is this the year for McDavid? Mm-hmm. Who played Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs?
This one was sneaky tough because you could see his face.
And picture him.
And it took me a second to come up with it, but it's Anthony Hopkins.
Head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Dagnall.
Yep. Who won the Memorial Tournament PGA Tour on Sunday?
Scottie Scheffler.
Got that right. And he got the artist with the 2024 hit, a bar song known as Tipsy. Mm-hmm.
Shaboozy.
Also my most played song in 2024.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You were in the know.
It was a great summer song, and then he performed the Thanksgiving here in Detroit. Yeah. Head coach of the Florida Panthers.
Paul Maurice.
Yes. Love Paul Maurice. Mm-hmm. Who is the new athletic director at Michigan State?
Jay Bett. I think a better question might have been, what does the J stand for?
Jason. But he goes by J, just the letter J.
Just the letter J.
Not
J-A-Y.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jay Bett.
Jay Bett.
The Batman. $125. Your next chance is Thursday at 7:25. Coming up next, Frank Ragnow's retirement, what it means for the Lions. It's 97.1. If you're ready for a straighter smile without the metal braces, if you've been thinking about Invisalign, now's the perfect time to make your move with Brightside Dental. Invisible, comfortable, and more affordable than ever. Free Invisalign consultation. That's no pressure, just answers, and it's only if it's right for you. They've got flexible payment plans that make it easy. You can start your journey for as low as $59 a month. Straight teeth, straightforward pricing. Something to smile about. Mention Jim Costa and The Morning Show. Lock in that price. Call 1-800-PAINLESS. Go to brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a jam. At the bar getting tipsy.
Time to go line dancing.
97.1. This song is stuck in your head when you hear it once. Tom is nauseated by it. But we're having fun today. We're talking about a lot of things, including John with the
Tom's golden... Tom's nauseated by a lot of stuff.
Well, it's a long list. We will get to you and the Golden Bachelor later in the show. Yep. You were hanging out with the Golden Bachelor yesterday.
Yep. Mel Owens is in town.
So you post a photo with him?
Uh-huh. His journey is just beginning.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Mel's.
Will John become a Bachelor correspondent this fall? We'll get to it, but we have to focus on Frank Ragnow. This, on one hand, isn't shocking because it had been whispered about, but he had quieted those whispers in recent years and felt like he was going to force his body to play football this season. Now we find out you're missing an All-Pro. How does this change your expectations for the season? How big a loss is this? And just what was your initial reaction to getting that news yesterday?
I was shocked. I did not think that this was... We had talked about a possible contract extension, guaranteeing some money and different things. Didn't know that this was something he was contemplating. It was reported last year that he was contemplating retirement.
He shot it down. He was annoyed by it. I'm not considering it. He said that May of 24.
Yeah.
And football's now, brutal. Things change.
But yeah. A year later, he actually, posts on Instagram that he is retiring from the NFL after 7 seasons, and it's his right. It's not an easy decision. And he mentioned it in a statement that it was the most difficult decision he's ever had in his life. His body just wasn't responding. There's 3 seasons for NFL veterans. There's a regular season, there's surgery season, followed by rehab season, and then you're right into the regular season. It's a brutal schedule. It's a brutal year-round schedule for a lot of NFL vets because, yeah, your body takes a beating, and a lot of the surgeries that happen after the season, they don't get reported. They go unnoticed, and it's just something, hey, sometimes it's as simple as, hey, got a little cartilage you got to clean up in the knee, or, got to fix a broken finger. All of those things, they're not newsworthy, but they're all things that you go through in getting ready for fall camp.
His body wouldn't let him continue. He had to make the toughest decision of his life. He's a warrior. Everybody knows the guy was gutting it out, playing with the torn pec, only missed the one game, which felt ridiculous, but it just showed you the warrior that he was. A fractured throat, playing through that this inoperable toe. He wanted to be out there. He was a huge part of this turnaround from where the franchise was to where the franchise is, and it sucks that he won't be part of a push for a Super Bowl this season.
And I'm sure that probably played into it as well. If I make this decision and they go on, whether it's this year, next year, to win a Super Bowl, he's not going to be a part of that.
I missed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure this weighed heavy on him. He didn't make this decision lightly. I think some people may be mad at the timing.
So in his statement, it was clear that the Lions were aware that this was part of his thinking. The Lions organization has been absolutely incredible throughout this process. And whether he's talking about, hey, being drafted here, the extension, playing, in some of the worst seasons and then playing in some of the best seasons. That's all a part of the process, but I guarantee you there was communication between him, Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes about, "Hey, this is something I'm considering. And this is something I need some time to figure out." I need some time to figure, to feel if my body is going to get back to a point where I feel I can play at the level I want to play at.
But I don't think he had definitively made a decision before the draft, so they kind of had to fly blind and kind of cover their bases, as opposed to knowing flat out he's gone. Like, would they have kept Zeitler if they knew for sure they were losing Frank? Because replacing both is where you start to get to the concern level. That's 2 proven, productive vets. Frank being the better of the two, Frank's the best run-blocking center in football for years, plural. Frank is the linchpin, the identity, the grit, the tenacity, the foundation of this football team, starting at the point of attack on the offensive line. To lose him and Zeitler, John, I think this is the biggest concern this team has. It's not the coordinators. It's not Aiden's buddy on the opposite edge of the line of scrimmage. This is my biggest concern for the upcoming season. In terms of what this means, I was at 13 wins. I'm down to 12. I mean, this is a big deal. And in terms of can they win a Super Bowl? Well, I don't think they have a top 5 offensive line anymore. And they may not have a top 10 offensive line. They're going to need that group to gel in the second half of the season, in the postseason, because you're not winning a Super Bowl with Jared Goff and an average offensive line.
It's the biggest question mark going into the season now. And are you going to be as good with any combination of the three interior that they currently have on the roster, no matter if it's Glasgow at center or Ratledge at center, versus if they had Frank? No,
nope.
They won't be as good. But it's sky is not falling. This is going to be a huge challenge for this offensive line, for Hank Fraley to develop Mahogany. We think we know about Christian Mahogany.
It's still really new.
He started one game.
I know.
He's still going to be a rookie. Now, he may be a little bit more familiar with the process of getting ready for games and preparing for games, seeing NFL defenses, but actually performing on the field, he's still a rookie. You're going to have Tate Ratledge, who actually is a rookie. Maybe they found a gem in the sixth round with Mahogany. And Ratledge, you're drafted in the second round. You should be able to step in and play. Having been a second-round pick and having to step in and play, knowing that there are going to be highs and lows, you're not going to be as good as you will be in 2, 3, 4 years. There's going to be a learning curve.
Frank's the anchor. Ratledge as a rookie isn't going to be Frank. I mean, that's if he plays center. I know he's cross-training at center. He never played center in college. Mm-hmm. Glasgow would make sense because he's played the position. It's a very cerebral spot. He's a vet. You could put Glasgow at center for this year while Tate Ratledge learns center and starts at guard. I mean, that's what Ragnow did his very first year in the NFL. And by the way, his center was Graham Glasgow, his rookie season. There is some stability, albeit Graham is not the player that Frank is, but at least you get the cerebral side if you start him at center.
That's the comfortable move. The uncomfortable move is to have Ratledge at center, and it doesn't mean that it won't work. Doesn't mean it will. But that's why this is the biggest question mark going into the season, because you have two very unproven players on the interior three. Graham will be one of them. Is he going to play center? We don't know. Is he going to play guard? We don't know. He'll be one of those three positions.
Yeah, I get where it comes from. Lions fans want to remain optimistic. They don't want to live in doom and gloom. I actually think it's okay to state what this is, a massive loss for this team. I'm not counting on a rookie to be Frank Ragnow.
No.
I don't feel like you have Cam Jurgens. So I'm sick of seeing people cite the Eagles. They lost Kelce and won the Super Bowl. Jurgens played 11 games the year before. He had been drafted and been within the organization for 2 years prior to starting. If they took Tate Ratledge 2 years ago, okay, here we go. It's not the same thing. And I know it's been brought up, Frank's missed games rarely, and they've been okay, but the goal is not to beat the Seattle Seahawks in the regular season. The goal is to win the Super Bowl.
And there's, again, there's going to be a learning curve. This highlights the offensive coordinator and the change that was made at offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you go into the season knowing that you have two inexperienced guys on the interior three. What does it mean for protections? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't
know.
Mark.
There's a huge question mark.
Well,
but we do know it's not Frank. And having been in that position at starting as a rookie, I had the great benefit of Trey Johnson being my guard. He was an all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber player my rookie season. He was dominant. And if I missed something, chances are he was there to help out and cover up some of my shortcomings as a rookie.
Yeah.
The problem is, well, I'll say the benefit is, no matter who those interior three are, they have two bookend tackles. Penei Sewell is the best offensive lineman in the NFL. Taylor Decker is a quality left tackle.
Yeah. I get that. My concern is just the middle three, because if you start Ratledge, you're going to have a center guard rookie combo, depending on where Mahogany is. And then the other guard is a player who graded poorly a year ago at guard. So while Graham may be smart, if he can't get where he needs to get effectively, all of a sudden Jared Goff, who is a statue in the pocket, gets hit in a hurry up the middle, fastest path to the quarterback. If you can't run the ball, if you can't then play action pass, if you're putting Goff in harm's way, you get more playoff games like we saw against Washington as opposed to playoff games that we saw the year before. That's my fear. Like, you lose the coordinators, and my thought was, you've got the Jimmies and the Joes, right? I get it's going to be maybe a slightly different scheme, but if you're winning, like draw it up on a whiteboard. I'm winning up front. That's a great place to start every play design. If I'm not winning up front, like that's a concern that Ben Johnson has going to Chicago is rebuilding this line. It's now a concern we have in Detroit rebuilding this line.
When we come back, I'll tell you some of the things that need to happen
okay. And
how they can cover up some shortcomings or and, get some of these guys some experience.
Your expertise today is exactly what people need to hear. We'll get to that. And we want to hear from people, too. Guys, we'll stop blabbing. We want more of your phone calls. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to talk right to you. If you are unhappy with the way you look, the way you feel, maybe you avoid being in pictures, you got to get in touch with Ideal You. Picture yourself in 40 days, 40 pounds lighter, and what that would look like, what it would feel like as we start summer off. That's right. You could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because I was super fat, and I lost 50 pounds in those 40 days with Ideal You. Book today, and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. When you get those numbers and you have that body composition analysis, they're going to pair you with a weight loss coach, and you're going to come up with a plan together to help you be successful in those 40 days. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy with yourself again, with the way you look, the way you feel, and getting in those pictures. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free.
Your ticket text, your phone calls, Frank Ragnow. Instant reaction, ramifications for the season, 248-539-9797. John, you wanted to tee up something from personal experience?
Yeah, it's whatever. Obviously, the center, when you have an experienced center, they're going to be the ones that are making all the calls. And it's confirmed by the quarterback. Quarterback has right of first refusal. They can overrule any call that is made because they're going to see the field as good as anyone, and they know it's all self-preservation. Hey, if I see a blitz coming over here, you know, the offensive line doesn't see it the way I do, I'm going to redirect the protection. So Jared Goff and his communication with whoever the center is going to be of the utmost performance. But you're also going to have a couple of guys on that offensive line, three of the five that have great experience. Your tackles, especially when they're in two-point stances, see the field almost as good as the quarterback. And they're going to be making calls. They're going to be telling the center, giving him all the information mm-hmm. possible to make the best call for whatever protection, whatever run call is called. And Graham Glasgow, whether he's center or guard, is there. We know that he's a heady player, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit limited at this point in his career physically, but mentally and experience-wise, is going to be as smart as anybody out there. He's going to help both of those guys. So it's not going to all come down to if Tate Ratledge is the starting center week one, it's not going to all fall on him to make every single call and be right 100% of the time. It's a group effort. That's why having the extra week of practice, because they're playing in the Hall of Fame game, having that extra game, because you will see Christian Mahogany and Tate Ratledge. You probably won't see Graham Glasgow. You won't see either of the tackles. You won't see Goff. But it's those guys that need to be familiar with as close to NFL game speed as you're going to get. It's not that way in those preseason games. It's not going to be the same speed. There's college speed.
Yep.
There's NFL preseason speed. There's regular season NFL speed. And then playoff speed is a completely different level. So,
and I think that's maybe my concern is getting them to playoff speed and performing at the playoff peak, because that's the only thing that matters for this football team at this point. I think they're going to
in January.
I think they're going to take some lumps early without McNeil on defense and with a reshuffled interior offensive line. They may lose a couple extra games than we'd like. Second half of the season, lighter schedule. They may solidify with Hank Fraley as a quality O-line coach, but will they get to another level against some of the best teams in the NFL to win a Super Bowl? It's a real fear.
It is. And are they as good right now as we thought they were yesterday morning?
Nope.
No. You lose Frank Ragnow. We already know you're not going to have Aleem McNeil until sometime around Thanksgiving. So No, they're not as good. Doesn't mean they can't still be a winning team. Doesn't mean that they can't still win the division. It just means that there is a huge question mark as to how good this offensive line will be. No one in their right mind would be able to say right now that this is a top five, let alone even a top 10 offensive line. Doesn't mean they can't be.
Well, that's the key.
But going into the season, you can't say that. It's a huge question mark.
And they have to be a top 10 line to win with Jared Goff.
Yeah.
To win a Super Bowl. Because I noticed you said they can still win the division. They can still. Can they still win the Super Bowl? I think that's a fair question. And they have to answer that question, not today. They have to answer that late in the regular season. And we're not going to know until these young players play in a postseason, which is terrifying given that that's what this whole season comes down to.
So everybody's bringing up, obviously, Cam Jurgens, who takes over for Jason Kelce. They win a Super Bowl. It's a completely different situation because he had 11 games of experience. He played the center position in college at Nebraska and in the NFL at you know, with the Philadelphia Eagles. So I'm not, that's not the comparison. Graham Barton is a closer comparison where he was a rookie last year, had played 3 years of tackle at Duke, and then goes to Tampa Bay, takes over the center position, and played extremely good. That's why I wanted him in the draft last year. The difference being he played center as a freshman. So he does have that in his on his resume, in his experience, albeit a freshman at Duke versus any experience in the NFL. But he did make that transition. So it doesn't mean that Tate Ratledge can't.
Well, this is why you and I a year ago were looking at Barton and Powers Johnson and going, be a year ahead of this stuff on Ragnow. So you have a guy in the building to work with Hank Fraley. Now they're going to have to do it on the fly. Mm-hmm. Ratledge is going to start somewhere in the interior. Let's get to Rob in Brighton. Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
I wanted to bring, you know, kind of a similar comparison to this, but first I just want to preface it with, I think anybody that does not think that this is a big deal, Jim, I would agree, like this is a, I mean, I think you both have said it, like this is a huge gut punch, and kind of like Lions fans, like everybody the last couple of years, you know, what have they prided themselves on and what's been exciting to watch? John, I appreciate a good offensive line, you know, I'm a Notre Dame guy. I would like to compare it to that. Last year, you know, Notre Dame went to the national championship preseason. Charles Jagasaw, 6'8", 315 left tackle, two freshmen, goes down. He's replaced by like a 6'2" left tackle, true freshman, Anthony Knapp. Fast forward, they made it to the national title game, and Anthony Knapp was an All-American. So my point is yes, they lost Frank Ragnow, but trust Hank Fraley. Trust the depth in that room. Trust that, you know, guys like Grant Glasgow are going to step up and play a much bigger role. Trust that Panay and I think Tom might have said it, you know, Skipper, you might be using him more. You might be incorporating LaPorta. It's kind of the hand you're dealt, but I would encourage Lions fans. Yes, it's a gut punch, but from experience, I would say trust the room, trust the drafting of Brad Holmes. And I'm not trying to sound like a slappy. I'm just,
no, it's, you've been balanced. This is a balanced phone call, Rob. Like to your point, it's not a decapitation. It's a blow to the gut.
Right. And
it's a gut punch. Yeah.
So there's a lot to think about with this team. Going into the season, they're not going to be a top 10 offensive line. They can get there.
Have to
get there. And they can get there week one, week two, week three. Who knows how long it
just
takes
has to happen
for them to get to that point. But I do think that there is going to there's major concern. Now it's really going to come down to the OC.
Yeah.
In terms of play calling. Does this mean that they run the ball more? Well, okay, that's fine.
Well, that's
I'll hand
Dame
the ball
example.
Off to, you know, Montgomery and Gibbs. And in terms of protection, I will expect more out of our offensive tackle because maybe I've got Montgomery sticking his nose in to help that interior three. You're going to have less five-man protections because you don't want one of those guys to be on an island. It's going to happen throughout the course of the year. These are NFL players. They're going to be expected to block one-on-one. But you don't want to have that highlighted in week one or week two. So maybe the playbook is pared down a little bit. Maybe the protections are we're going to put those tackles on an island and we're going to make sure that we solidify the interior of this offensive line in terms of we don't want anybody putting pressure on Goff up the middle. All of those things are a part of covering up deficiencies early on in a schedule until you build trust. in a Ratledge or until you build trust in a Mahogany.
I think it's a great point. Offensive linemen in the run game, they get to sink their teeth into a defensive front and build up a little bit of confidence and win that battle. It's what Notre Dame did. I mean, they ran it almost 60% of the time last year. I think that helped with some of the you know moving parts up front on the offensive line. The one thing they have that we don't in Detroit is Riley Leonard was a weapon in the run game. Mm-hmm. So they were going to run it more because their quarterback could run. He would also run on plays that were called pass. So we don't have that luxury in Detroit.
No, we don't have a mobile quarterback.
No, and I'm not trying to turn this into a referendum on Goff, but I think a texter makes a good call here. We gave him all that money. He has to be able to handle protections. If he has the final say, he has to pick up a lot of slack as well when it comes to that that element of this.
Well, and the you could say, you know, Goff is not a mobile quarterback. It's not rocket science. He's not a mobile quarterback. But I could also say I think he's one of the smarter quarterbacks in the NFL. He's got a lot of experience, and he's going to know they're going to test that interior offensive line. When do I have to get rid of the ball? I've got to get rid of it now. And he is willing to take incompletions. He's willing to throw the ball in the dirt. He's willing to protect himself as well as the offense and the football.
248-539-9797. We got phone calls. We got ticket texts. We'll hit it right after the update. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.